from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S. Treasury Department announced new steps Monday to try to make it less attractive for U.S. companies to use so-called corporate inversions to slash tax bills by technically moving overseas while retaining operations in the United States. In a press briefing today at the White House, President Barack Obama said he was pleased by the Treasury Department's actions.
Here in the United States, there are loopholes that only wealthy individuals and powerful corporations have access to. They have access to offshore accounts, and they are gaming the system. Middle-class families are not in the same position to do this. In fact, a lot of these loopholes come at the expense of middle-class families because that lost revenue has to be made up somewhere.
You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges that include slower growth, lower commodity prices, and potential financial tightening by many governments. She made comments in a speech in Frankfurt, Germany, and said that growth has been too low for too long, with the effects not extending to many people and setting up potential consequences for the social and political fabric in many countries. Italy warned Tuesday that it's prepared to take immediate and proportional measures against Egypt if it fails to come clean with all it knows about the torture and death of an Italian graduate student in Cairo. The Italian foreign minister told the Senate that the meetings this week in Rome between the Italian and Egyptian prosecutors could be decisive in filling in gaps in the investigation into the death of Giulio Regeni. This is VOA News. Iceland's prime minister resigned Tuesday in a wave of massive protests after revelations about his questionable offshore investments. Earlier Tuesday, the country's president had refused Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson's request to dissolve the government and parliament and to call new elections after the release of the Panama Papers. The Icelandic prime minister was under pressure to resign from thousands of protesters since documents showed that he and his wife set up a company with the help of a Panamanian law firm at the center of a massive tax data leak. Gunnlaugsson has denied doing anything illegal and saying all taxes were paid. The International Criminal Court has dropped crimes against humanity charges against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday that the judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and a co-defendant. Ruto was charged with being criminally responsible for acts of murder, forcible transfer of population, and persecution during the 2007 and 2008 post-election violence. An estimated 1,100 Kenyans were killed during weeks of ethnic violence that followed the disputed polls. South Africa's parliament, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has expressed a grave concern over a surge of mob killings in Malawi against people accused of murder and in some cases suspected of witchcraft. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN monitors say at least 16 people reportedly have been killed across Malawi over the past 2 months. The UN Human Rights Office says it does not know what is triggering the increase in killings. In one instance, according to spokeswoman Cecile Puy, a mob stormed a police station, taking a man out of his cell and killing him. She says it happened in the city of Dedza, located 85 kilometers from the capital, Lilongwe. Puy tells VOA at least one albino is known to have been killed for his or her body parts. Malawi is one of several African countries where a flourishing trade in such parts exists under the mistaken belief they bring good luck and political success. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syria peace talks will likely resume in Geneva on April 11th, but regime negotiators will arrive only several days later after the completion of parliamentary elections in the country, according to the United Nations Tuesday. A UN spokesman said that the United Nations mediator, Stephane de Mistura, expects to start on the 11th by meeting with the main opposition High Negotiations Committee. De Mistura is leading indirect negotiation, meaning various parties have so far not met face-to-face. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.